The bill passed 45-5. Supporters say it will help the state better focus on a growing number of aging baby boomers. Republican Senate Health and Human Services Chairman Renee Unterman says the new agency would report directly to the governor and the state legislature rather than Georgia's Department of Human Services.
Within the government, they'll just have more weight. And to kind of wean it off of the Department of Human Services, which is a huge agency that's lumped in with all of the children's defects. And in actuality, the aging services have really been the redheaded stepchild. So this will help step them up a notch.
The new agency would come after investigators shut down an Alzheimer's care home in Commerce, Georgia, last July. Current and former workers there were charged with more than 70 counts of abusing patients. Unterman hopes the new agency would prevent similar cases.
Because they have more autonomy and the people that are within that agency can focus and be more efficient. And when there is a problem, they can respond quicker.
Several Democrats voting for the bill, like Nan Orok, say the legislation is a huge step forward, but they want to make sure ombudsmen in the new agency would maintain autonomy.
I would ask you to spend a minute just sketching out the ombudsman program a bit further.
Republican Senator Mike Crane was among the handful of Republicans voting against the bill.
Well, I think the current structure provides for the opportunities we need to address aging. Creating a new agency, a new board, I don't think serves any great function other than there will be additional costs.
But Unterman argues there was no cost associated with the overhaul. The legislation now heads to the Georgia House. Michelle Wirth, WABE News, the state capitol.